From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome once again to a broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. Today, Dr. Alan Cairns continues his second message in a series of studies on the doctrine of the Holy Spirit. The current message is called The Bible's First Lesson About the Spirit. From the text in Genesis 1, verses 1 through 5, Dr. Cairns has emphasized that the Holy Spirit is the first person of the Godhead actually named in the Bible. Indeed, the only place we learn about the Spirit is in the Holy Scriptures. Throughout the Bible, various names of God are applied to the Holy Spirit, showing that He is indeed God. In addition, the Scriptures ascribe various properties to the Holy Spirit, properties that belong to God alone. All of these help us to see the importance of the Holy Spirit and why this study is so necessary. Dr. Cairns will come to the message shortly. First, here's a devotional thought from Faith's Checkbook, a collection from the pen of Charles Haddon Spurgeon. Our devotional for today is entitled, True Heart Energy. The text is 1 Timothy 4, verse 15. Meditate upon these things. Give thyself wholly to them, that thy profiting may appear to all. This is, practically, a promise that by diligent meditation and the giving up of our whole mind to our work for the Lord, we shall make a progress which all can see. Not by hasty reading, but by deep meditation we profit by the Word of God. Not by doing a great deal of work in a slovenly manner, but by giving our best thought to what we attempt, we shall get real profit. In all labor there is profit, but not in fuss and hurry without true heart energy. If we divide ourselves between God and mammon, or Christ and self, we shall make no progress. We must give ourselves wholly to holy things, or else we shall be poor traders in heavenly business, and at our stock-taking no profit will be shown. Am I a minister? Let me be a minister wholly, and not spend my energies upon secondary concerns. What have I to do with party politics or vain amusements? Am I a Christian? Let me make my service of Jesus my occupation, my life work, my one pursuit. We must be in and in with Jesus, and then out and out for Jesus, or else we shall make neither progress nor profit, and neither the church nor the world will feel that forceful influence which the Lord would have us exercise.
Thank you.
Listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We've been greatly encouraged by the response to these broadcasts. Your words of appreciation and support mean a great deal to us as we seek to proclaim the unsearchable riches of Christ. From time to time, we're able to offer various of our publications to those who request them. We're pleased to announce that the Let the Bible Speak quarterly magazine is available to you. The principal focus of this particular issue is the prophet Daniel. There are 5 articles written by various ministers of the Free Presbyterian Church dealing with such subjects as glorifying God in an ungodly world, Daniel, a man of prayer, and the prophet's visions. Also, this issue commences a series of articles about the founding fathers of the Free Presbyterian Church. In this issue, you'll read about the life and ministry of Dr. Ian Paisley. You may have a free copy of the magazine simply by asking for it. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the program, you may like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget that word, radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we'd like to call your attention to a new feature on the website. During recent months, Dr. Cairns has been receiving questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues, such as, why did Christ have to be baptized? Or, how do we know that the Bible is the Word of God? Or, what is the greatest need of the church today? The LTBS radio website now contains video clips of Dr. Cairns providing answers to these and many other questions. These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
The Apostle Paul said in 1 Corinthians 12, verse 3, the latter part of the verse, that no man is able to say that Jesus is Lord apart from the Holy Spirit. So it is by the ministry and the operation of the Holy Spirit that the heart opens to recognize and receive the Lordship of Jesus Christ. Now I see why the Holy Spirit is the first divine person who is mentioned in the Bible. We need to get to know God. We need to get to know Jesus Christ. But it is only by the personal operation and ministry of the Holy Spirit that you can come to know Christ, and it is only through Christ you can come to know His Father. Therefore, it is perfectly consistent that the Holy Spirit is given prominence in Genesis as the first divine person named. And if you'll take your Bible and study it carefully, you'll find this is a prominence that is maintained right throughout the Old and the New Testament. The Holy Spirit is given a very prominent place. Now, if that's so, there is a question that arises. Why are so many Christians nowadays in such awful ignorance about the person and the work of the Holy Spirit? Why is that? I am amazed at the number of people who have said to me that they have never in all their Christian lives ever heard any teaching on the person and on the work of the Holy Spirit of God. These are fundamental Bible believers, and they have been brought up in such churches where the Bible is honored and held to be the Word of God, and yet they say, never have we ever had any teaching on the person and on the work of the Holy Spirit of God. It seems to me that we have now a generation of Christians who are very like those disciples of John the Baptist, of whom we read in Acts 19 and verse 2, we know not whether there be any Holy Ghost. We know not whether the Holy Ghost has come at all. There certainly is no excuse for this kind of ignorance. It's tragedy, really, that the Holy Spirit is left out of the reckoning in so many Christian churches today. There are churches and they are organizing revivals. They are organizing church growth. They are organizing conversions. They can even predict the number of conversions they're going to have in a year. They set a target, just as a sales manager would set a target for the number of sales of bars of soap in a year. They set a target for the number of salvations in a year. And by hook or by crook, they reach it. And I can't help but wonder, are the words of Jesus Christ to the Pharisees not applicable to them and their converts, that they make them twofold more the children of hell than ever they were? By their false religion, by their false salvation, and by an entire religious movement that is energized by the activity of the flesh, and the utter absence of the person and the work of the Holy Spirit of God. We cannot be biblical unless the Holy Spirit is at the head, controlling and commanding all that we do in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the prominence that is given to the Holy Spirit. Now, the second thing I want us to look at in the text is the proper name that is given to him. He is called the Spirit of God. I don't want to get too technical this morning, but we do have a little deep water to go through, because this is one of those terms that has caused a lot of problems for a lot of people. There is the word ruach here, and it is translated rightly the Spirit of God. Now let me lay down this as simply as I possibly can. Number one, the names of God in Scripture are God's own descriptions of what He is in language that man can understand. Now let's get that. The names of God, according to modernists and liberals, are man's attempt to describe his own evolving concept of God. Let me tell you, the names of God in the Bible do not give a concept of God. Concepts are human. The names of God in the Bible are divine revelations. They are statements of absolute truth in human language concerning what God is. They are divine titles, but still they are in language that man can understand. Take, for example, the word Father and the word Son. These are divine titles, and these are words that describe an eternal relationship within the Godhead, but they describe that relationship in words which we can understand, because on earth we have a father-son relationship. But having said that, here's the difficulty. What do you say to a Muslim, for instance, who says God has no son because God has no wife? How can he have a son? You see, the mistake there is making the human the measure of the divine. Now let's learn this. We cannot transfer everything about the human father-son relationship and say that pertains to God the Father and God the Son. It doesn't. No, it's the other way around. The original father-son relationship is that in the Godhead. That which we know on earth is just a very, very vague image or representation of it. Now, the same is true of the word Spirit. The word Spirit is referred to man. Men have a ruach, a spirit. Not only that, but beasts are said to have a spirit. The Jehovah's Witnesses like to, when they come round your door, to talk about the Hebrew words for spirit and for soul. And they have confused many, many people by telling them, look, the Bible uses the same words about a dog as it uses about you. It has a spirit. And the word soul is even used of it. So how can you say that you are immortal and the dog is not? Well, of course, theirs is a case based on ignorance. You'll see just how stupid it is. For instance, the Bible teaches that beasts have a head. And I think the Bible also teaches that each man has a head. Does that mean to say there's no difference between a dog's head and a man's head? The Bible teaches, obviously, that beasts have blood. And men have blood. The same word is used. Does that indicate that the Bible doctrine is there's no difference between human blood and bestial blood? Obviously, the Bible's not teaching that. So why should it be any different in the use of the word spirit? You see, the word spirit really indicates that very life principle. The spirit of a man is that which makes him a man. The spirit of the beast is that which makes it a beast. He maketh his angel spirits. An angelic spirit is that which constitutes that being an angel. The spirit of God is that which indicates that He is really God. Not a creature absolutely distinct from angels, man, and every other creature. So this then is the proper name of God. In other words, the Spirit of God is God Himself. Now that opens the way for me to come to the real body of the message this morning. The properties of the Holy Spirit. And they're all indicated here in our text. First of all, He is divine. The Spirit of God is God. Now this is going to be a major part of our study a little bit down the road, so I'm not going to take time on it this morning. It was R.A. Torrey who in his day set out the teaching, and everywhere he went he preached this and he taught it, that the Holy Spirit of God is a divine person to be worshipped equally with the Father and with the Son. The divinity of the Holy Spirit. He is God. Secondly, He is eternal. Notice this. In the beginning, God and the Spirit of God moved. He is called in Hebrews 9 and verse 14, the eternal Spirit. So He is eternal. Thirdly, He is sovereign. I've referred to this Hebrew word for spirit. It can have the significance of wind. It can also have the significance of breath. It's very interesting that the Lord Jesus used both those terms in the New Testament to signify the Spirit. In John 20, He breathed on His disciples and He said, "Receive ye the Holy Ghost." In John chapter 3 and verse 8, He says, "The wind bloweth where it listeth. Thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh or whither it goeth. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit." In Acts chapter 2 and verse 2, the symbol of the Spirit is the rushing mighty wind. Now the wind is a symbol peculiarly of the sovereignty of the Spirit of God. No man can command the wind. Man has to make his plans around the wind. He may be blessed by it, but one thing he cannot do, he cannot command it. No man can command the Spirit of God. The Holy Spirit is utterly sovereign, and as the wind, He blows where He lists. He is sovereign in every activity, whether it is creation or in salvation. He is the sovereign Spirit of God. Now, I have very quickly listed those three properties of the Spirit. He is divine, He is eternal, He is sovereign. And in actual fact, they all mean the same thing in different words. For only the divine is eternal, only the eternal is divine, only the divine is sovereign, and only the sovereign is divine. So these are things that say the same truth in different words.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at faithfpc@freepres.org. That's faithfpc@freepres.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.freepres.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free, 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us once again as we let the Bible speak.